little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So, a quick dip into ophthalmology. So, this is a presentation with gradual visual loss in adults. So, red flag questions that we might ask our patients if they're losing vision. So, ordinarily, if you're losing vision suddenly, then you would normally instruct or expect your patient to go straight to the eye infirmary if you've got an eye infirmary or a place where you've got eye doctors. But for the sake of an adult who's lost their vision fairly gradually, then you might want to ask these red flag questions. So perhaps, Sheila, you could tell me about how you came to notice that you've got a problem with your eyesight.
I think it was really just when I was reading, sometimes the lines seem to go a bit wavy, I suppose. Things are less easy to read.
Have you noticed any sudden changes in your eyesight at all?
No, not really sudden. I think this has been probably sort of just gradually getting worse.
So no curtains coming across your eyesight or shadows affecting your vision at all that you've noticed then?
No, I wouldn't say so.
You mentioned seeing things bend a little bit. Perhaps you could tell me if you've noticed if any straight lines or lines that would normally be straight have appeared to bend. Do they seem to do that?
I think it's hard to know because it's more just when I'm reading. Is it just because I can't focus, or are the lines on the page actually bending? I'm not sure.
Do you have any medical problems, or are you on any medications that might affect your vision?
No, I don't think so.
You don't have any symptoms of diabetes, for example, and that might include being really thirsty or peeing a lot, or your weight changing, or you being particularly tired?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I'm all right. My weight's stable. I'm probably okay.
So we might provide this sort of information depending on what we've gleaned from our patient's story. So because your visual loss has been quite gradual, and we've got plenty of other things that we need to be concentrating on in this particular consultation, can I suggest that we get you to see your optician at this stage about your eyesight? How does that sound?
Oh, yeah. Well, I haven't seen one for a few years, but I can make an appointment, yeah.
It's less likely that you have macular degeneration because you haven't really noticed that straight lines seem bendy, although you're a bit uncertain about that. So I guess that's one of the things that your optician might be assessing you for.
Mm-hmm.
One of the common possibilities is cataracts because you're saying that your vision seems to change in different light circumstances. But if it is cataracts, there is a very straightforward operation which is safe that you might want to consider to have them removed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's safety net you in that case, or you could safety net me.
Mm-hmm. So if you get a lot of flashes in your eye, or if you notice any curtains or shadows across your vision, then that's the sort of thing you probably need to see the eye infirmary about. And you can actually just go straight there. You can go as if it's like A&E and bypass me if it's something urgent like that with flashes, curtains or shadows.
Okay, so sudden changes, it'd be worthwhile seeing somebody more urgently.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Occasionally I get this pain in my eye as well, but it only seems to last for a couple of seconds.
Well, eye pain that lasts for a couple of seconds is probably not too concerning. I suppose if you had pain in your eye that really keeps going, that persists, or if it makes you vomit, gives you a headache, and, you know, any changes to the colour of the eye, like it looks red, then that could be, something you need to go to the eye infirmary about as well. It's quite urgent that gets seen.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.